Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's October 26, 2009, and this is episode 214. This week we're going to take a look at the three winning images from the September 2009 photography assignment, sponsored by WebSpy. The theme for this assignment was mirror image, and once again we had some great entries. Before we go on, I'd like to say a huge thank you to WebSpy, our sponsors. WebSpy are internet monitoring, analysis and reporting specialists. Please tweet the message thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBailey Photography Podcast on Twitter to show your support. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. Before we take a look at the winning images, I wanted to make a note of the fact that since we updated the pace when we shifted to a monthly assignment, more and more I'm announcing the theme of the new assignments in the forum. And once announced, like earlier this month, I sometimes forget to announce it in the new in the following podcast. So if you're waiting to hear what the new themes are each month, please go to the Assignments and Critique Forum at martinbaileyphotography.com/forum and look for the announcement there. Also, we've been getting good feedback on the backstories that I read from each of the winners last month, so I'm thinking that we're going to make that the default moving forward. So the announcement of the winners is now also going to be on the forum, but then I will mail each winner to alert you to the fact that you've won and ask you to sort of provide a backstory and post that there in the forum. And of course it's not compulsory, but it will make for a more interactive show. I used the forum private message system as well in the forum, so if you if you only have an account on the mbpgalleries.com website, then please do make sure that you also create an account with the same username on the main site at martinbaileyphotography.com, and that way I'll be able to get in touch with you much more easily. You'll also have once I let you know, you'll have a few days, anything from a few days to a week or so, to post your backstory. So there's not going to be any rush. But it does mean that there's going to be a little bit of lag, from the 14th, which is when I turn the voting off, until we actually see or hear this this announcement podcast. But what I'll do is then maybe a week or so later, depending on the timing, I'll produce another podcast like today, and we'll take a look at the winning images. I'll read the backstories, and then I'll add my own comments about each image. You can read the backstories in the forum as well, of course, and there'll be a link in the show notes. But I'll also be posting the full text for this podcast with images and show notes to my blog. Although the preferred method to subscribe is iTunes, if you simply don't want to use iTunes, there's an audio player with a link to the... you can just listen right there, or there's a link to the MP3 and the enhanced podcast files in the blog too. So let's take a look at the winning images, as usual, in reverse order, starting with an image called Misty Mountain, which is image M143319 from Pixel State, real name Chris Sargent from the UK. Chris tells us in his backstory that he took this photo on a recent trip to Scotland. Despite being on holiday, he managed to drag himself out of bed before dawn each morning with the hope of getting some good light on the iconic, and I know I'm not going to be able to pronounce this, Bowcaily Etive Moor. And after two mornings of disappointment, on the third day, Chris tells us that there was a little bit more promise. He'd spotted the potential composition earlier in the week and drove there in the dark, parked up and scrambled down the embankment to the banks of the river in thick fog. And fortunately, almost as soon as he had planted his tripod in the water and composed the shot, The mist began to clear, and the early morning sun picked out the mountain almost exactly as he'd pre-visualized it. The thin wisp of mist at the base of the mountain was an added bonus, and Chris also tells us that coincidentally, the odometer of his car showed that he'd driven exactly 1,000 miles over 4 days from this from his home in Surrey to this location in Scotland. And I totally agree with Chris that it was, you know, definitely worth the drive. It is a very iconic mountain. The great capture that you've got here really does it proud. Of course, the theme, mirror images upheld, and the beautiful reflection of the mountain and the river. Had Chris set his camera any lower than this on the tripod, then the tip of the mountain would have touched the rocks in the foreground where it gets a little bit more busy, so I'm sure Chris was conscious of this when he was composing the image. The early morning light has given this shot a beautiful golden tone, and the dry grasses on either side of the river match the colour palette perfectly, and they were complemented by the patches of the dark green on the banks of the river. The mist is certainly an added bonus, used, you know, giving the shot mood and reinforcing the idea of this being early morning. I think possibly the exposure could have been just slightly shorter, as I see some hot highlights on the rocks to the left, and you know the pale blue sky might have been a little bit darker with a, you know, a slightly shorter exposure. But of course, you know, that there are dark areas of the rocks as well, and they'd have been lost. So, you know, maybe just a neutral gradation or a neutral graduation filter in Lightroom would have been nice to reduce the brightness across the top of the image down to that mist line. This is just a tiny nitpick though, and you know, like all of those that voted for this shot, I really like the image as it is as well. This is, it's just a little bit of food for thought, really. So congratulations on third place, Chris, with this wonderful image. Next up, we have another wonderful shot called What Has 16 Legs, which is image M14152 from BK Secret, or our good friend Landon Michelson from Wenatchee in Washington State. This is just wacky good, as we've come to expect from Landon. It's a black and white conversion of a shot of a spider on a mirror, and Landon used some innovative shooting techniques to get this shot, so let's take a look at the backstory for this as well. Apparently Landon found this wonderful spider in his front hedge before he'd started to trim it, and he took her off and, you know, set her in a container with a couple of the stems that were around her. The hedge is pretty large, so it took a while to get it all cut back and cleaned up, but then Landon took the container into the studio. He grabbed a black cloth and draped it over a working platform on wheels. Then he got a 2 feet square first surface mirror, which we hear is also a two-way mirror or a shoot-through mirror, and put that on top of the black fabric so that no light would show through. Both sides have a reflection, but you have to use the first surface side here. This is what Landon tells us. It has no depth like a standard mirror, so the reflection is true, clean, and reflect the reflection of the legs touch each other. Landon then set up a studio strobe and the beauty dish at about 45 degrees to the subject. He took the spider out of the container and allowed to crawl around on the mirror until she stopped, being careful not to let her wander off the mirror. He then moved the light and the platform around looking for the best angle when the spider had stopped. Landon then set up a second light for fill and shadow control, pointed the bare head studio strobe away from the subject and just bounced it off the wall and ceiling. Then he carefully set up the background alignment to only reflect the darkness beyond the simple stage of the mirror, mostly by just where he placed and pointed the lens. He took quite a few shots and kept trying to keep the glass surface clean of dust with a blower and brush, which was tricky. When he'd done with the spider, probably 10 minutes later, he put her back onto the hedge to live out whatever days she had left. Her abdomen was about the size of a dime, so she was a pretty good size. Landon also ID'd the spider as a European garden spider, also known as a cross spider because of the markings. In post, he chose the shot that he liked the best, rotated it 180 degrees and looked at it for a while, and liked it better upside down as it made the reflection a touch more surreal. And he toned the black and white in Lightroom, not pure black and white, but subtle color to enhance the photo slightly to his eye. And he kept the shadows dark, but with just enough light in there to give some definition to the black legs that are out of focus. Well, Landon, congratulations on another amazing shot, and thanks so much for the detailed backstory. I'm really impressed with how clean this mirror is, and not surprised to hear that you had to keep blowing it off and brushing it off. Spiders are usually pretty dusty creatures in themselves, so I'm sure this was a challenge. The use of the first surface mirror seems to be key here, and I have to admit that I'd never heard of this type of mirror. I'm starting to wonder where I might get one of these in Japan now. There's a lot of inspiration going on here in this image and in your backstory. I love the tones that you achieved in the black and white conversion, and the slight color tone has helped to give the image punch for sure. Also, the 180 degree rotation was pretty masterful. I might have thought to flip an image, sort of, you know, mirror image, like left to right, but probably would have never thought to rotate it. So another bit of wizardry that you performed there, Landon. As we noticed, this actually puts you in a few points ahead of Mr. Nikon in the running for the WebSpy first prize that will be awarded in December after the 6-month accumulated votes are in. So congratulations on that, as well as taking second prize in this month's assignment with this magnificent shot. And the winner of the September 2009 assignment with Sunflower Illusionist, image M14285, is Zodiaki, and also known as Alan O'Neill from Visalia in California. We saw in Alan's backstory that this was an idea that he'd thought about doing some time ago, after inadvertently catching his own reflection in two adjacent mirrors in a bathroom. Alan noticed how his reflection kept on repeating itself over and over again. He knew that it would be great to someday capture this phenomenon, and the September assignment theme mirror image was the perfect motivation. To start off, he took down two 18-inch oval mirrors from the wall and began playing with the repeating reflection. Alan discovered that if the mirrors were positioned just right, the reflection would wrap around itself into a circle. Alan said he's never seen anything like this before, and neither have I. I've seen the repeating reflections, but the way this makes a circle is just wacky. Great stuff here, Alan. Really innovative. And Alan basically tells us that he constructed a cardboard fixture to hold the mirrors in place, and then used a satin-like sheet to hide anything that he didn't want to be in the shot. Alan tried an apple and a few other objects first, but although the repeating reflection was amazing, it wasn't what he was looking for. It just didn't pop. Then one morning, he went to a local farmer's market, hoping to find a flower suitable for the shot, and found a vendor selling wildflowers, and he had the most perfect, basically flawless sunflower, Alan tells us. He bought it for $1, although the vendor only wanted 50 cents, and he went off to shoot it. Alan notes that if the vendor hadn't been there at exactly that time with the perfect flower, this shot would never have materialized. And this theme has run through this whole series, with the mist around the mountain for Chris, Landon finding the spider in his hedge, and Alan bumping into the vendor selling wildflowers. I'd say that this is a theme that runs through a large percentage of photography in general. As I've mentioned before, some people like to think that they have total control over their art, and in some situations people do. But there's no doubt that luck and coincidence help us on our way sometimes if we're open to and are prepared for it. The setup, the shoot, and processing for this image was done really quickly in a few hours. We hear from Alan, and it was fun and challenging to shoot this image due to the fact that even the slightest mirror adjustment would make everything, a relatively dramatic change to the scene. Because of this, everything had to be rigidly secured in place, and the camera position was carefully dialed in. Overall, he took about a dozen images or so, and the one that he chose as his favourite, Alan says, he simply couldn't be happier with. What he likes the most is the sense of absolute symmetry and enormous depth. It appears almost three-dimensional, as if you could reach your hand into the image. Alan notes that the mirrors are truly amazing when used in unusual ways, and he plans to continue to experiment with them. Well, Alan, as you make more images with mirrors, please do continue to share them with the MBP community. It's just a totally classic image. I love everything about it. Again, as with Landon's image, it's very clean, even pristine. When I first looked at the thumbnail, I thought it was some sort of a maybe 1930s light fitting or something that was maybe reflected into a mirror surface below. It certainly took a few moments to figure out what I was looking at when I viewed the full-sized image. I agree that the sunflower's perfect, so you did well to find that. I was looking for a perfect rose in my local flower shop recently, and I couldn't find one from hundreds. And then I went to a park last Wednesday and found one blooming on a bush right there, and got some great shots of it that I'm really pleased with. So again, a little bit of serendipity in play there, I think. The other theme that we can glean from, through these backstories today is that, each photographer has worked hard to get their images. It just goes to show that although part of the process is the luck to bump into the ideal subject or conditions to make the shot, you really have to be in the right place at the right time or have the right ideas and pre-visualization to set up the shot. Sometimes we're simply presented with situations and we'd be foolish to not take advantage of that. But other times it takes work, and we've definitely seen evidence of this today. So congratulations to Alan and to Landon and Chris for your amazing images and for gaining the most votes from your peers in the September 2009 assignment on mirror image. So we've only got a few days left in October, to shoot for the only 50mm assignment. I've got to tell you that I've had a lot of fun with this month's assignment, and I hope that you have too. This has been the first time in a long time that I've had more than just one or two possibilities to select from. And I had my old 50mm f1.4 lens fixed up for this, and I have really enjoyed getting it out, getting out of the house with the lens, often just that one lens. And it certainly reminded me of how much fun restricting your focal length can be, and how much we can learn from this exercise as well. Images for the October assignment need to be uploaded to the assignment gallery on the mbpgalleries.com website by the end of the last day of October. After this, we'll have just 1 month left in the six monthly assignment series that our sponsor WebSpy have provided some great prizes for. Landon is currently in the lead, but Dan is still a close second. And just behind them now, we have Zodiaki, or Alan, the winner of the September assignment that we just looked at. You can check the scores with the graph that shows the overall scores at the bottom of our scores page, which will be linked to in the show notes. With the votes for the October and the November assignments still left to count, there's still, of course, time for someone to knock these guys off the top spot, so do try to get out there and join in the fun. To quickly recap on the prizes that we're offering, the third place winner will receive every issue of Lenswork Extended up until December this year. That's 29 issues of Lenswork Extended, which is an incredible prize. Thank you very much to the folks over at Lenswork for arranging such a great prize for us. The second place winner will receive a Lens Baby composer. Again, this is just amazing and will open many creative doors for the winner. Then the first place winner will receive an incredible Sigma 50mm f1.4 EXDG HSM lens. And if the winner already has this lens or simply doesn't want one, though I can't imagine why not, then you can exchange the prize for a $500 B&H gift voucher. So get out there and shoot for these last two assignments like your life depended on it. Well, at least like some really good prizes depended on it. Thanks once again to our sponsors WebSpy for making these prizes available and for supporting the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. So that's it for this week. I just want to say quickly, just a note that my Snow Monkey and Hokkaido Wildlife workshops in January and February 2010 have now sold out. So thanks to all of those that have signed up for these great tours. And there are still two places left for the second Hokkaido leg, which we'll concentrate on landscape photography, if anyone's interested in just that leg of the tour. If you are still interested in joining for the whole trip, but others have beat you to it, then by all means, drop me a line on workshops@martinbaileyphotography.com and I'll put you on the cancellation list. Thanks again for listening today. And remember that you can find me on Twitter, Flickr, Facebook, as well as my blog and the photography forum. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so swing by and check that out. And I'll be back next week with another Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Until then, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.